But it's a bit light for me. I don't know what's up. I can't read it.
Oh, let me.
It's not readable. It's...
Let me please zoom in a bit. Yeah?
Okay.
Is it a bit louder? Is it better now?
Not really, but it has improved from... It's very hazy. Yeah. Yeah. Now it's much, much better.
Much better.
Yeah. Good afternoon, honorable members. Today is the 3rd of June. Some days after going into level 3 of the lockdown. This is the meeting of the joint meeting of the Standing Committee of Education and Technology with the Standing Committee on Health and the purpose of our meeting today is to adopt the basic education for this first part of the meeting. The basic education budget vote 16. And then again, we'll look at the budget vote of the Department of Science and Technology, sports, art, and culture. Those will be the two from the from our cluster, from our committee, and then the others will be with the health component of the committee of the So that is it, honorable members. The as part of the preparation for this meeting, by discussions with our committee secretary. Before we even get that, I'm far ahead of myself. That is the agenda, honorable members, as you see on the screen. Consideration and adoption of this report, Standing Committee on Education and Technology, that is vote 16, budget vote 17, budget vote 35, and vote 37. That is what is on the agenda. And then we have again three others, that is the SC on social services, that is budget vote 18, 19, and 20. That is the agenda, honorable members. Of course, I must say that some of the information, the reports that we got that we're supposed to engage with in preparation for this meeting, only were received this morning. So, I was just wondering, no, I'm just giving it to the House to decide what we do with this agenda. Yes, the agenda, honorable members, is time to engage. Any move or any suggestion on way forward? Over to you. Noltando?
Chair?
Will you help with the hands when people raise hands so that I can know who they are and then give them chance to comment? And that's the agenda, honorable members, as it stands. with all the comments that vote 17, some of these votes, we just got the information this morning. Yes, Honorable Luthuli.
Ndongeni.
Oh, Ndongeni. Yo, your voice is, I'm sorry.
Yo.
Okay.
Let's adopt the agenda as it is. Do you hear me?
Yes, I do. Any other suggestion or seconder?
Chairperson Mbulelo Bakha.
Welcome, Honorable Bakha.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, I would like to second the move to adopt the agenda.
Okay. So the agenda stands as it is. We'll first start with the Committee on, Education and basic education, that is vote 16. The report I have here is 63, 64 pages of the report. Noltando, were they, because I asked you to coordinate that people should send their questions or comments. Did you, what have you received anything from the members?
No, I haven't received anything, Chair. I didn't receive anything from the members.
All right, then, thanks. Honourable members, here's the report. We can still engage with the report. The first thing is that we need to check our concerns or issues that we raised, are they covered in this report? You remember very well that when we started with this budget vote, there was a time where we had to stop to get a legal opinion. And then we got a legal opinion. And based on that legal opinion, we approved the budget of the Department of Basic Education with the proviso that they will be on our program, will have a chance in the medium term to look at the budget. We'll do the budget review. And that way the budget will be aligned to what is happening. Remember that the budgets, we received them before COVID. Just to remind members where we came from and how the discussion went earlier. So, yeah, I think that is the background. Are there issues? Because what we want to check for ourselves is the issues that we raised during the debate, during the discussion that time, are they covered in this report? Are there issues that members would like to raise? If not so, then we'll take a further step on how we conclude this matter. Chance for comments and questions about the education committee. Are we still together, Honourable Members?
Chairperson, it's Honourable Christian speaking. Am I correct to say that we are not adopting the budget, but simply the report? So we are considering and adopting the budget report only today, eh?
That is the purpose of the discussion, to adopt the report. It's the budget report.
Okay.
So you've got no issues to raise for now. Okay. If you look at the report, the last page of the report, the last page of the report has a... the conclusion. I'm going to read the conclusion of the report, honorable members, so that we have a movement forward. Having satisfied itself in its engagement with the Department of Basic Education and statutory bodies on their annual performance plan and the budget, and having noted the following: one, the department and statutory bodies presented their strategic plan and annual performance plan, which will need to be reworked as it was drawn up prior to the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic. Funds will now have to be moved and redirected in order to ensure that schools are COVID-19 compliant. The strategic plans, inclusive of the annual performance plans that were serving before the National Assembly in terms of the Money Bills Act and the PFMA, pertain to the appropriation bill that was currently before the National Assembly and its committees. Revised plans had to be submitted with the adjustments budget that will be tabled sometimes this year as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Select Committee on Education and Technology, Sports, Arts and Culture recommends that the House approves budget vote 16, basic education report, for consideration. That's it, honorable members. That is the first portion of the meeting. And then after this, we'll deal with matters of sport, art, and culture. Any mover for
the adoption?
Yep. Any mover?
Chairperson. Sorry.
Yes. Who is that?
It's Member Gillian.
Honorable Gillian, welcome, welcome.
I had to drive around for a signal.
Let's go up Table Mountain. Okay, over to you.
Okay, Chairperson, let me first apologize for this technology that is failing us again. I just want to let you know that I'm not listening. Thank you.
Mr. Corner.
Thanks, Honorable Gideon. I didn't hear much of what you said. I missed quite a lot. Yes.
I don't know. Maybe it's my signal. It's my network, but I couldn't hear anything. The last time I hear you were reading the conclusion, and then you didn't even finish. So I don't know what has been said. But now I can hear you saying that thank you, Member Gillian. So I did not even know that Member Gillian was talking. So
No. The thing is, for us to adopt the report, that this report talks to the discussions that we had during the budget vote. I don't know if people were taking minutes during the debate, our engagement with the budget. So this is the report emanating from that. We just want to check if members' concerns were captured in the report. From what I see when I read this report, I feel that it captures everything that was raised in this meeting. And the conclusion gives us a way forward that this matter, the budget and all, will be reworked at a particular time when that time arises. Now, we are adopting this report that, yes, indeed, this is a report that talks to the meetings we had. This is the report of the about the budget. That's all we need to do. So, was there suggest a mover or any mover?
Chairperson, Bulelo Baga.
Yes, Bulelo.
Chairperson, for me, I don't have a problem with the report as it is in terms of capturing the issues that were raised. But I thought that probably let me just make an input now before we move to the next report. And that is to say that I think in terms of basic education, we're kind of confronted with a lot of challenges. And one of those is the fact that, there was, an issue that schools will reopen on the 1st of June, which was this week. And that's part of what was presented to us as both the portfolio committee and the select committee. However, I think on the eve of that happening, there was kind of confusion of whether that was going to go ahead as planned or not. And I want to implore on us as this select committee that the issues that we raised pertaining to readiness for schools to accept learners grade 7 and grade 12 is something that this committee has to consider highly, because I think it's important to be able to do our oversight role in going to schools and see what the situation really looks like. Some schools opened, some did not. There was a statement that was a day late released by the minister and the ministry, which I think did not help the situation. I'm just saying, Chairperson, that the issues that we raised pertaining to COVID-19 being encompassed into the report in its entirety is something that we need to follow up urgently so that we are also at ease that the matter of reworking the budget to accommodate COVID-19 challenges is something that is dealt with urgently, and that kids are safe, we are fairly comfortable that children are safe at school. So I'm saying, Chairperson, issues are captured, but I think there were subsequent developments beyond the discussions that we have, which I thought, let me raise it now without, making a note that the report is not adequately capturing our issues. So I thought, let me just make that as an input. Thank you, Chairperson.
No, you're welcome. Another comment from members?
Yes, Chairperson, if you allow me.
Yes, Comrade.
I hope I'm...
Honorable Comrade Gillian.
Am I audible, Chair?
Yes, you are.
I'm nearly on Table Mountain, don't worry. Chairperson, I want to move for the adoption of the report, but I want to share the sentiments that Member Baga has raised. And I think, Chair, as the Select Committee and the Portfolio Committee of Health, we had a thorough discussion with the Minister of Basic Education, and some of our questions that was raised by us as concerns were answered by the Minister. But Chairperson, I really want to put it into this meeting this morning that the Minister and the department must really look into how they communicate with the community of South Africa. Because there was a vacuum on Sunday, and we as members were inundated with questions and concerns, and still up until today. And I think as the Select Committee dealing with basic education, higher education, health, and all of that, Chairperson, it's a concern that we don't communicate directly and honestly with the community. Here in the Western Cape, Chairperson, and I want to put it on the record in this meeting that public reps are prohibited in entering schools when they want to do their oversight role into checking up if all the requirements at schools are being met. And that, Chairperson, is unacceptable. Because at the end of the day, we want to do our work as the oversight to check all the agreements and all the regulations that was agreed upon by the Department of Basic Education are being met. We all agree that our kids' education is important. But we need to be allowed to do our oversight role to come and check on the readiness of schools. And that is my concern that I want to raise today in this meeting, Chairperson. Thank you.
Chairperson?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, Chairperson. Maybe not trying to repeat what other members have said. Everything seems as if it's been captured properly in the report, all our concern for the last meeting. But with the new development, especially in KZN, yesterday, Chairperson, there was a statement that was released by the MEC of KwaZulu-Natal with education, where he said that there was a large quantities of PPEs that disappeared and which were supposed to go in part of KZN schools, partly in Umlazi and Pinetown and Zululand. So put it on record, and as the Select Committee for Education and since we are province to national, I would like to put it on record that we will need a detailed report on that one, because it's definitely going to affect the budget that we're going to review in future. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thanks a lot, Honorable Lutuli. Any other comment from the members?
No comment.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Honorable Members. You see, COVID is going to be with us for many years to come. More than a year. So people must know that we, as members of parliament, we have the right to, it's our role to play oversight role or oversight on the Department of Basic Education and all the schools, including teachers also. And that school access is non-negotiable. One, secondly, parents have the right to inspect the schools to see where their children are going to be in the next days when the schools reopen. As a parent, I'll go and check, where is my child going to be? What is the classroom? You know, is there facilities? You know, is my child safe? In a way. So that thing of people not allowing members to do their job, to do their responsibility, which is to play oversight, it's wrong. And I think some action need to be taken. It need to be reported somewhere so that we take action. Write to the minister also, and there's no way that we should be barred from going into any meeting, I mean, in any school in this country. Thanks a lot. Now that we are done with our discussion, is there any mover for the adoption of the report?
Chair?
Yes.
I move the adoption of the report.
Honorable Ndongeni is moving for the adoption. Any seconder?
Maleka.
Honorable Maleka, second.
Yes.
Is there any objection to this report? So there's no objection. It is agreed to. Let's move to the next item. The next item is draft report of the Select Committee on Education and Technology, Sport, Arts and Culture of the budget vote 37, Sport, Arts and Culture, dated today, 3 the 3rd of June 2020. Committee Secretary, did you get inputs from members, written comments and or questions? Nolitando. Did you receive any comments from the members?
I didn't receive any input from the members, Chair, regarding vote. So,
okay, no,
thanks. Input from the members with regard to vote number 37.
Okay, no, thanks a lot. But, honorable members, those who want to comment on the report, we have had this report for quite some days. Anyone wants to comment? The discussions we had, are they captured in this report? Our concerns and our suggestions, and do we feel that they are okay? Is there any hand raised? Let me check. Okay. No, we done. Other members, so there are no comments. So which means this report captures what we discussed during the debate. I just wanna check for myself. Is there anyone who wants to make a statement before we move to the concluding remarks on the report? Before we move for adoption of the report. Any comments? There is none. Let me take you through the concluding remarks of the report, members, because that is where we have to say that, yes, we agree with the report as it is. That is page 27 into 28. Concluding remarks. The COVID-19 pandemic has had and will continue to have very considerable effects on the sporting world, as well as on the physical and mental well-being of people around the world. The above issues were raised to both support the safe reopening of sporting events and tournaments following the pandemic, as well as to minimize the benefits that sport and physical activity can bring in the age of COVID-19 and beyond. At this point, almost 3 months have passed since the last local case of COVID-19 was confirmed, and it has been just over 3 months since the World Health Organization declared the outbreak of the virus a global pandemic. In this unprecedented time that has resulted in massive global disruption, the ACH sector has been severely affected. Honorable members should all be worried about the COVID-19 pandemic, as the numbers are increasing exponentially, and this is directly affecting our sport, arts and culture program. The Department of Sports, Arts and Culture has clarified the plans to support our athletes and artists. As we are all aware that this COVID-19 has forced all the government departments to change some of the programs in their APPs to support their affected stakeholders during the pandemic. Honorable members need to make sure that the department has had the budget to support the programs, including COVID-19 relief program. Therefore, members are advised to approve this budget of the department for that purpose. The department will then come back later with a revised APP to present it to the members and submit a full report on the money used for COVID-19 programs. That is the report, honorable members. The concluding remarks. Is there any comment? If there's none, any mover for adoption?
Just before Chairperson,
Yes.
It's Baha again. Chairperson, mine is just to say that following the media reports around the relief provided by the department, the figures, even though they would still have to be confirmed by the department itself, it doesn't look good in terms of being able to reach out to the role players who are in need. And I would urge that probably our support staff, that probably even if they could on our behalf request some form of a progress report that gives us figures as to where we stand today in terms of the relief that is provided. But what I read, there's a lot of dissatisfaction in terms of the amount of the numbers of people who would have received the actual relief in terms of what the department is providing. So I'm saying that, Chairperson, in order for us to be able to play our oversight role, it's important to get as to how far have we gone, what are the challenges, if there are any, and how can we then, as parliamentarians, be in a position to assist where we can in order to deal with bottlenecks, if there are any. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thanks a lot, Honorable Baha. I'm actually, I just hope that by the time we do the median term, all members will all have returned to Cape Town, because it will make life much easier, to work where there is support and technical and everything. Is there any mover for the adoption of the report?
Member Gillian, move for the adoption.
Any second to Honorable Gillian?
Malika, second.
It's seconded by Malika. Is there any objection from the members to the report? Okay. Nothing. This report is therefore agreed to. I'll maybe ask Honorable Gillian, because I need to print the document I got this document this morning, and I'm printing from far, so I'm waiting for somebody to bring the prints. In the meantime, Honorable Gillian can move into the health sector, maybe the reports, and then see if I cannot get my prints on time. I'm in the village, so it's resources are very scarce. If you don't print on time, then you lose. Over to you, Honorable Gillian, if you are ready.
Thank you, Chairperson, members. Can you please excuse me for not having any documents with me in the car at the moment. I left everything in a hurry at my house. So we are moving now. Is it budget vote number 18? Marcel, can you please assist me? Marcel, are you there?
Good afternoon, Chair. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Marcel.
Yes, members and Chairperson, we are now with budget vote 18, which is the budget vote of the Department of Health.
Thank you. Members, I believe everybody did receive the documents in time. If there is nothing that members want to discuss out of this report, I want to ask members to move for the adoption. I'm not so privileged like Member Chambaleng, because I don't have any documents with me. But I believe that members went through the reports and also the conclusion. So if there is no discussions coming out of this, can I ask for a mover?
Chair, before we adopt, can I just make a point?
Yes, Member Baga.
Chair, my point, which I think is a point of emphasis from the discussions that we have with the department. Chair, you will recall that one of the issues that we raised was that the Department of Health is the driver or at the center of the battle that we are waging with COVID-19. And the fact that the report at that point did not incorporate issues relating to COVID-19 was something that we raised as a concern. And for me, Chairperson, I would urge that probably as a matter of urgency, it's important to get something which kind of gives a review of the report. Because remember, when the minister and the DG made the presentation, they were saying that more than 50% of what they were presenting would be affected in terms of change when COVID-19 is considered. So, Chairperson, it's not to say issues are not covered in the report, except to say that, for me, I think it's of paramount importance that the Department of Health, as the driver of our fight against COVID-19, is able to give us a sense of comfort in saying that COVID-19 is taken into account. With that, Chairperson, I accept the report.
Thank you, Member Baga. Any other member? So can we get a second, please? Thank you, my sister from the Eastern Cape.
Yes.
This report has been adopted. And, Marcel, I think the issues that Member Baga raised, you just need to take it up with the department, please. Marcel, can we move for the next vote?
Yes, Chairperson, we are now moving committee members to vote 19, which is the budget vote on the social development report.
Thank you, Marcel. Members, can we have a mover or anyone who needs to put anything for discussion forward? Can we have, yes, Member Baga.
Chair, mind, I think it's just two issues that I want to mention. One is that last month with the payment of grants, there were a lot of issues that were raised that did not go well, wherein some people had to sleep over waiting to receive their grants and so on. And I'm not sure how that is progressing as we speak. Because today and tomorrow, it's when the elderly would be getting their grants. And so it would be important that we get a sense of how that is progressing this time around and whether the commitments that were made by the department to us have been addressed. Because remember, we're saying that referring to SASSA presentation, for instance, that there are ongoing problems or challenges that seem not to be addressed as yet. So for me, I think, firstly, that's very important that that be done adequately. The second one, Chairperson, is on the relief, the 350 rand payments, which also the last time I saw the numbers of people who have received the actual grant are not what we had expected to be. Probably it would also be important to get a sense of how that is going now and whether more people have gotten access to those 350 rands or not. Because, you see, it's one thing to promise people relief, and it's something else if that is not realized. So I thought, Jefferson, let me just throw those 2 points on this report, and also say that the report does capture what we had debated in the joint meeting with the portfolio committee. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Member Baga. Any other input?
Chairperson?
Yes.
Yes. My apology, Chair. I couldn't hear a thing, so I was surprised that we are in this vote now. But, Chair, this morning I took time to drive to one of my village to check in terms of the grant that is being paid today for the elders and for people living with disability. And there were grannies who still couldn't get their money today in one of the pay points. So I think maybe for record purpose, the department will need to really make sure that the system is working accordingly and is not failing our people on the ground. And also, Chairperson, with the fact of the relief fund, up until now, there are people who are still coming to me to say that they don't know whether they're going to get paid or not. They applied via the WhatsApp, and then also the department came to one of the facilities by my house, and then they but still there is no reply, and they don't know whether they're going to get paid or not. So again, Chairperson, the system is not working in their favor. So people are starting to question us whether is there debt relief fund or not, and we can't give them answers because we also don't have answers. So maybe for record purpose, if that can be captured, and also the department can at least come back to us, even in writing, to tell us what exactly is going on with the system. Thank you so much, Chairperson.
Thank you, Marcel.
Chairperson, I would also like to make a comment, please.
Yes, Member Christians.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I would also just like to come in with the renewal of the grant, seeing that we are in the next phase of lockdown now, that the renewal of the disability grants, that was a huge issue because prior to lockdown, some of those grants could not be renewed. So if we could ask the department also to investigate and just, hasten those renewal of those grants. And then also the payment of the 350 rand, also if we can just ask the department to give us feedback as to how many people were paid now. The last time we heard, it was in essence of about 100,000 people. And where are we with that now? So, those are my 2 points. Thank you, Chairperson.
Any other inputs? Okay, Marcel, if you can follow that point up, I've got one other follow-up. It is the opening of the SASSA offices. If we can get a breakdown from the department, which offices are open and how many staff are assisting. The second point, Marcel, is the issue of the home visit since we're in lockdown 3, because there's a lot of people who need home visits for the pensions, and especially the people with disabilities. The last one on this is that we really need an update from the department on the payouts, as the other members has also alluded to, on the 350 rand grant. We also need to know the areas where the people were getting the payouts, and also then after this meeting, Marcel, if you can just send the latest application that is the most efficient from the department to all our members. So, members, can we now have a mover for this report, please?
I move for the adoption. Member Lungeni.
Thank Thank you, sister. Can we have a second for the report, please?
I second the...
Member Chabaleng.
Yes, Mama, I second the...
Thank you. Can we move to the next vote, Marcel?
Vote, members, is the vote of the Department of Women, Youth and People with Disabilities, which is vote number 20.
Thank you. Any discussions on this report, members, before we move for a mover?
I'm just leaving a note.
Is there any discussions on this report? Or any inputs? Okay, if there's no inputs, I've only got one input, and that is the NYDA process. I know that there is a meeting scheduled, but we just need an update from the department. Where we are at the moment with the NYDA process. I think that is something that we need to finalize now that we're in level 3. So, Marcel, if we can just get the report and send it to all members where we are in the process and where we're heading for. So then can we have a mover for this report, members?
Chair,
yes.
Member Dongeni, move for the report.
Thank you, Member Dongeni. Can we have a second for the report, please? Is there a second for the report?
It's a question. I move to second the report.
Who's that?
Ube.
Mem Chume.
Ube.
Thank you. Thank you, member. Okay, Marcel, are we finished now or do we have another one?
Thank you, Chair. We are done with the Select Committee on Health and Social Services 3 reports, Chair. I think you should hand over to Ms. Din Chabaleng. Education still has a couple of reports to adopt. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Marcel. Member Chabaleng, over to you.
Thanks a lot. The committee secretary, can you flight one of the votes, the remaining ones? I'm still waiting for my print, so I'll work with it on the screen, online. Can you fly them?
All right.
Tell us which one, and then we move.
It's higher education.
Yes.
Higher education and training, Chair.
Higher education and training.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It's vote number?
Number 17.
17, okay. Number 17, higher education. Did you receive anything from the members?
I didn't receive anything from the members, Chair, but this one, I sent it to the members this morning.
Okay. Members who want to engage with the report, does it capture what we discussed, fully knowing that we're... It's a national competence. It is not a it's not a provincial competence. But our universities are not hanging in the air. They are in provinces. So we do play an oversight role, Tom Chorton, in those areas. Are there comments from the members before we move to conclusions?
Chairperson.
Yes, Honorable Gillian.
Chairperson, if you allow me quickly before I move for the adoption.
Okay,
I don't know if you can remember in a couple of meetings with NSFAS and Higher Education, I mentioned the issues of the TVET colleges, the accommodation and the problems. Now that we're in COVID-19, I'm more worried about the accommodation here in the Western Cape, especially with the TVET college in peril, that more than 4 students are sleeping in one small room. And I just want the committee clerk to follow this up, because how are that students going to adhere to the social distance? Northlink College in peril, the accommodation that they are keeping the students there. And with that in mind, Chairperson, I move for the adoption of the report. Thank you.
Just before that, let's get the comments first, and then we'll move for adoption. If members want to raise other issues, that's why I said that people should raise issues earlier. But now that, I mean, we're all busy, we've got lots on our plate, so you can still raise the issues now. It's allowed.
Okay. I've got an issue that I would like to raise, Chairperson.
Yes.
So, Chairperson, I agree with Honorable Gillian. I've had the same reports in the Northern Cape with the TVET colleges there. So, first of all, I would like to raise the overall accommodation issue at TVET colleges. I think it's been an historical issue, and one that higher education and training has been promising for years now that they'll sort out at TVET colleges is the accommodation issue. It has not been sorted out. It is a dire issue. That is besides the social distancing.
I think way forward on this one. Are you still on the floor? I can't hear.
Yes, I am still here, Chairperson. The other issue I would like to raise is that I believe that TVET colleges are opening next week. And not together with universities later on. So there's also an oversight role to play there. They're opening on Wednesday, apparently. That TVET colleges are opening next week. And the other issue with NSFAS I would like to raise is the $2 billion that has been in the news recently. Maybe it's something that the committee can take up, the $2 billion that was given to students incorrectly, that was paid out as allowances incorrectly. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thanks a lot, Honorable Christian. Any other comment from the members? Gaps in the report? Okay. The committee secretary and the support team will capture this information and actually make sure that we get answers and way forward in terms of what's happening with accommodation for TVET colleges. It's worrying that you cannot have social distancing when people are sharing one room. A room that is meant for one person is shared by three people or two sometimes, with a kitchen in the middle as the room divider. That, to me, doesn't talk to the crisis we are facing now. So this matter will be raised with the department and NSFAS. Because NSFAS, I think, pays even for accommodation. So if they pay for accommodation, why are students... I don't know, maybe it doesn't affect the NSFAS students, but we will get that the answers when we engage with the department and NSFAS going forward. Any mover for the adoption of the report? as reflecting our discussion and concerns. With the changes that are suggested.
Yes.
I moved.
Any move? Honorable Gillian?
Yes.
And then who is the seconder?
Honorable Ndongeni.
Honorable Ndongeni seconded, yeah. And what is the next one?
Budget
35.
Yes. It's budget vote number 35, Chair.
Vote 35,
Science and Innovation. Science and Innovation, Chair.
Science and Innovation, yeah. You should read it all so that it's... Science and Innovation. Were there inputs from members?
There were no inputs, Chair.
Okay, no thanks. I understand because
it's
What were you saying?
I was saying there were no comments.
Okay. All right, thanks. Are there comments?
There were no comments on this one.
Okay, thanks a lot. I understand. It's a national competence, but it does say science and technology. Innovation happens in the provinces anyway. That's why we have to deal with this report. Are there comments from members?
If not, Chairperson, let me be the mover for this report.
They say mover for adoption of the report. Any seconder?
Malika seconds the adoption of the report.
Is there any objection? There is no objection, so this report is agreed to. Mem Skaka, can you flight another one? What's the next?
We're done now, Chair. There's no other one.
This was the last.
This was the last, yes, Chair.
Just making sure that we don't leave anything behind. Honourable members, this is the end of our meeting. And I'm just hoping that...
Just before we leave, Chair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Honourable, is it Baha?
Yes, Chair. So that the chairperson can come after me and support my view. Let me be before her. Chair, I think that COVID-19 is posing a lot of challenges to us as members of parliament as well. And you would remember, Chairperson, before we become members of parliament, we are activists on the ground. Mm. And that then gives us a sense of saying that being at home and sitting behind these computers and smile for the camera, there's work that needs to be done out there. Now, I'm saying this, Chairperson, knowing the risks that COVID-19 has to do in terms of how we do things. But I'm of the view,
Chairperson, that... Can you hear Honourable Baha? I can't hear a thing he's saying.
Am I audible?
We can hear you, Honourable. Yes, he's audible, Chair.
Honourable Baha. Honourable Baha.
Yes.
If you switch off your video, maybe your reception will be better. I can't hear anything you are saying.
Done that, Chair.
Okay.
Am I better now? It's off now. Can I proceed?
I think the problem is the network on Chair's side.
No, let him proceed okay. with the video off. Maybe it will be better.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. I've done that. So the point I'm trying to make, Chairperson, is that I want to put before this committee of ours that we serve in quite important areas in terms of our structure in society. That being education as one of those. That for me, I think, Chairperson, as we talk about readiness of learners going back to school, as we talk about private colleges and the situation and the environment that our students find themselves in, for me, I think it's critical that we are then in a position as members of parliament to be able to go and see for ourselves firsthand as to how, our students are faring, how our learners in terms of social distancing, in terms of protective equipment, are kind of afforded. Now, Chairperson, I know that any physical sitting of parliament or the MCOP, as it were, probably is not possible for now. But I don't think that there's such a huge challenge for us as a committee to do oversight and kind of satisfy ourselves that in all areas, as we say learners must go to school, we are happy with what the situation is. So that when we go to quarantine sites, we are able to see for ourselves and be comfortable that where people are, they are getting good care, facilities are up to scratch, up to standard. So, Chairperson, I'm not sure, but I'm putting it before the chairpersons of both our committees or select committees that are in this meeting, that probably you must find a way of how we can be able to do oversight in ensuring that we play our role of ensuring that whatever decisions are taken by us in the committees that we sit in, those are followed through, and people do benefit out of those. That's just my input, Chairperson. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Chairperson, if you please allow me, we've made an oversight mistake at the minutes and the report of the 5th of May. Member Chumi was not part of the meeting, so I need to ask for another person to second that report, please.
Seconded.
Okay. You're correcting what the report, isn't
it? Is that, yeah. Is that member Maleka?
Yes, Chairperson, I second.
Thank you for that, Marcel. If you can just rectify that one. Chairperson, before I hand over to you, I just also need to make a remark. And I want also to add my voice to Member Baha on oversight. I know, Chairperson, that we are in this era of COVID-19 and that a lot of challenges that our communities are faced with. And I really want to urge the Secretary of the Basic Education of your committee, Chairperson Chabaleng, to do a follow-up to the Department of Basic Education of what is happening in the Western Cape, that public reps are prohibited to enter schools, that the media are prohibited to enter schools, that even parents are prohibited to enter schools to go and check the readiness of schools. And I want to urge that from our side in this committee that a letter be written to the Minister of Basic Education
and the DG so that they can interact with the MEC in the Western Cape. It looks like we've got something to hide as the Department of Basic Education if we prohibited the public, as the media, as public reps, MPs, MPLs, councillors, members of board committees, parents, to enter schools. And I think it's very unfortunate that this is happening, Jefferson. All of us are in agreement that the education of our children is very important. But we also agree that the readiness at schools must be of a high level. I want to also add my voice to the issue of KZN and what happened with the stealing of the PPEs, that we need a full report from that department where it happened. Jefferson, then, I want to wish our members in this committee, I want to wish you well, members. You know, this virus that we are faced with is killing our people, and we are not exempted from getting the virus. In this province, we have lost a lot of our people to this virus, even people that you know personally. We've lost on Monday morning a community development worker in Stellenbosch who is still very young. And so we can continue. So I want to agree that our oversight role has become more important to make sure that the issues and the regulations that we agree to and the reports that we receive from the different departments are met on the ground. Member Bacher, between myself and Member Chabaleng, we must have a discussion, and with our secretaries to this committee, we must have a discussion to see the best way possible that as a committee we can go and do some oversight, but also taking into consideration that some of our members won't be able to go everywhere. But let's work out the plan so that we can also show the people of South Africa that this select committee in
I can't hear a thing you say.
Oh, sorry, Chairperson.
Honorable Gillian.
No, I think
Honorable Gillian.
I can hear you.
Honorable Gillian.
I can hear you, Chair.
Honorable Gillian.
Chairperson, I can hear you.
Honorable Gillian.
Can the other members hear me?
Honorable Gillian.
We can hear you, Honorable Gillian.
We can hear you, Honorable Gillian.
So if Member Chabaleng, it's your connection, my dear Chairperson. So members, I also want to urge you to
Honorable Gillian.
Member Chabaleng, it's your connection, Member Chabaleng. All other members.
Honorable members.
Hello, Chair. I think the problem is your connection, Chair.
Can I continue, members? So members,
I can't hear anything you say.
The problem is your connection, Chair.
Carry on, Comrade Gillian.
Okay, so I want to ask you, members, please be very careful. Adhere to the lockdown rules. In the Western Cape, we are feeling this in a very, very huge way. The constituency that I'm deployed to Theewater School in the Overberg region, the numbers of infection is more than Northern Cape altogether, more than Mpumalanga altogether, and Limpopo is only 23 positive cases ahead of us. And that is the second smallest region within the Western Cape. I don't even want to go further. So please look after yourself. Please be very, very, very careful in whatever you are doing. We must also think about our families and the wealth of our families when we go outside. So with that few words, members, I just want to say thank you for the very stunning job that we are doing in this committee. And what is important for me is that the coronavirus knows no political boundaries. And I hope that we can still continue doing our oversight, not as members of a political party, but as members of this parliament. I think we're one of those lucky committees where we don't have all these unnecessary political differences. And if we have political differences, I think in this committee, we know how to deal with it, because for us, it is the members of the community that must always come first. And with that word, members, I also want to thank our secretaries and our support staff for all the hard work that you are doing, taking into account all the challenges that we are faced with. Thank you very much that you are always on duty assisting us in this challenging time. Thank you very much. We really appreciate our support staff. And with that few words, I want to close this meeting, because it seems that Member Chabalang has lost his connection. This meeting is adjourned. I thank you.
Bye. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chair.
Bye.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
Hello. Back home now.
Yes, I'm driving back now. Bye-bye. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, my dear.
Please, one pray.
Yes.
I'm sure.